You came in hot about the Yankee fans.
I think fans like that, that people are now celebrating this idiot, they need their asses kicked. Because what if him, by grabbing what's called arm, mess his shoulder or something up? And I think the ultimate thing is, fans, yeah, you're in the game. Cheer. When you start touching people, you got a problem. And I have always respected fans. But I think anytime you touch a player, that player is allowed to beat the hell out of you. You know, do something. Because I think that was absolutely ridiculous what he did. You know, grab the glove and trying to force the ball out. And the other little idiot next to him was trying at first. Then he realized, we're about to lose our stuff. And he quickly pulled his hands off of him. But the other dude should never be able to go to a sporting event again in his damn life.
So I guess ESPN or The Athletic, somebody caught up with these fans. If you live under a rock and are unaware of what happened last night, it was right in the first inning. There was a foul ball going down, and Mookie Betts of the Dodgers runs over to try to catch it. And these two Yankee fans, you ready for these names, B?
Mm-hmm.
Austin Capobianco and his friend John Peter grabbed the glove and then grabbed Betts, and all hell kind of broke loose. And the ump immediately called that it was an out, called fan interference.
Of course.
all right, so here are the quotes from this dude.
I got some names for him. Well, I can't say them on air.
All right, so here they ESPN somehow got quotes from this guy. We always joke about the ball in our area, Capobianco, 38, said at a local bar after the game. We're not going to go out of our way to attack. If it's in our area, we're going to D up. Someone defends, someone knocks the ball. We talk about it. We're willing to do this.
And both of them should be willing to never, ever attend another Yankees game or any MLB game, or and other sports should say you can't come to our games either.
Capobianco and Peter were escorted out of Yankee Stadium, but said they were told they would be allowed back for Game 5 Wednesday night. The Yankees did not immediately respond to ESPN's request for comment regarding if that was indeed the case.
If they allow them back and those same guys do something else, how does that look on the Yankees' part? Major League Baseball is about to send them one of those little secret little letters and say, that fool better not be in that game.
Well, you know me, and I tweeted this out last night, and I imagine thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people had the exact same thought. That the fact that it was immediately ruled an out made me so freaking mad and took me back to 1996 when that little weasel twerp dork, Jeffrey Meyer, reached over the wall and took a fly ball out of Tony Tarasco's glove in the ALCS against the Orioles that became a Derek Jeter home run.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell was the call and the ump that night?
Well,
and I'm mad about it.
But you got to realize,
30 years later,
things have changed 30 years later, Jay, where the ultimate thing now is you have to – they always talk about integrity of the game. The leagues have changed things a lot to make sure they don't have to deal with that. But these little fools – I'm not one gonna be happy about it, because I tell you, if I was playing a game and somebody was doing, I'm gonna have some issues. But what if Mookie Betts had done something? Major League Baseball be trying to find him. Everybody be mad at Mookie Betts.
I don't think so.
I mean, you say that, but every time a player responds to stupidity, the player is supposed to be so under control all the way to the end. And when coaches are never that way, fans are never that way. I just have issues with that.
I get it. Listen, if Mookie had punched one of them or something, it would have been fine by me, frankly. And Mookie said after the game, when it comes to the person in play, it doesn't matter. We lost. It's irrelevant. I'm fine. Everything's cool. We lost the game, and that's what I'm focused on. Because they did end up, for the first time, kind of getting smoked. The Yankees' bats came alive.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. We got a pair of Yankee fans in the aquarium. I ask you gentlemen this, as the Yankee fans on the program, open up the stream. I think Jeff emailed it.
I did.
Oh, so we're just waiting on Jeff to make it live.
Don't tell me about what.
If you're looking to watch us on the stream, text Jeff. But
hold on, stop it. You just got in there. You just got in there, B. You wasn't in there for a minute. I know you were, JP.
But still, when I hit it, you should be ready to go. I mean, I hit it like 2.5 minutes ago. I mean,
anyway. So, Jeff, do you support that guy, Capo Bianco, trying to grab the ball?
Not at all. Dude, it's just crazy because you know how they always paint like crooks and sleazy people of New York? The 5 o'clock shadow, the black hat. He looked like he should have been like one of the thieves in Home Alone. Like, he just looked like an overall sleazy guy. Look, JP, if I wasn't watching the game and I just seen that film come across like X or something, I would be like, oh, this is no way this is real. This is staged. I couldn't believe it, dude.
Yeah. It's craziness.
It does. I mean, it really, he looks like central casting of who the Yankee fan that would harass a Dodgers outfielder trying to catch the ball. It is, he really does look like straight out of central casting. Do you, Jeff, apologize for Jeffrey Mayer, whatever his name is?
Well, I'm not going to apologize for the actions of no other man, but just know all Yankees fans are not like that. He's an outlier.
You should. And Landini, what about you? Speaking on behalf of your Yankee fan brethren, Capo Bianco. Why is he wearing – you notice he's wearing a sliding mitt? You know the mitts these guys wear to steal bases with now? The weirdo's wearing one. Like, that is so bizarre. Maybe that's the guy next to him. And this guy, I mean, is literally trying to take it out of –
Yes.
It is – I mean, that is – I don't know. Those guys look like they got a lot going on. And I'm just going to choose my words carefully there.